Oh, this is so glam. Oh, mate, this is going to be so amazing when I put this on the gram. See the surprise of Peter Rupert, like, surprise! And we're like, hey! And then he sees, like, me and my bejeweled and everything. The word is, you just need to be on the lookout, okay? Yes, Roma Timber, I know Roma Timber. I can't see anyone coming up at the moment. No thin old black lady, some white dude coming up. No, I haven't seen any of that. But don't worry, I've got my eye on it. I'll put it on the ground. Well, you need to tell us when they're coming so we can all hide. That's the whole point of why we're here. Oh, Roma, this is so fascinatingly exciting. To think, that it's been 3 years since that guy came to town. We've been through so much, haven't we, since Roma? We have indeed, Rudy, we have indeed. Oh, and the drama we've had for at least 3 years since. I mean, we've had COVID-19, we've had Deborah and Jake got married, and well, Robert Bancroft and Jenna West got married, although they nearly didn't get married because she nearly got married to Sean Bancroft, and then it turns out there's a Scott Dean Bancroft that'll be keeping with Scott and Dean, and Scott and Dean don't know if there's which one's Scott and which one's Dean, and which Scott is married to which Mary, and the other Dean is married to which Mary. I mean, we just had drama after drama after drama. Mary and Richard, it's always nice for you to, you know, remind us of the drama. But please, just everybody don't make too much of a scene when the Real DC gives the call. You saw the Real DC's the greatest person to be on the lookout. Oh, Luke and Mia, what are you on about now? Well, I'm just saying, she's on the phone currently, and she's on the gram. Well, that's her, you know, just documenting the event. Well, it's seriously not the greatest idea since they are coming up right now. What? Everybody hide! Oh, yes, they are! Hide, everybody, hide! Yep. Everybody, hide! Oh, this is so exciting. It reminds me of Jock Windsor's surprise birthday party when we were at a number of years ago. Don't you remember? I do indeed, Brittany Bando, but, that wasn't the greatest time, don't you not remember? Oh, Miss Holiday, never mind about that. I mean, it all got settled in the end anyway. I suppose so, but still. Everyone shush!
Do I have to be right up next to the Real DC?
Oh, come on, this is the closest we've ever been to a real woman.
Well, I was married once to Real DC.
I know, for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, and she passed away.
Oh, whatever. Details. Point being is this. You should be grateful that you're next to me.
I'm not, especially since the smell that's now coming out of you.
Oh, shush. Oh, the drama. Everyone, shush. You're ruining my surprise. On my gravy train.
Nanny Prescott, this is a kind of a really out of the way walk. Do you not think so?
Oh, Peter Wooper, it's fine. I mean, Buddy's enjoying the walk, isn't he?
I know, but I'm not even sure we're in Grassy Valley at all anymore.
Why don't you have you and me both? Well, I thought it'd be nice to get fresh air.
Nanny Prescott, there's a random train in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, where's the honey child? Oh, that looks fascinating. How about we have a little look?
Well, I think Buddy wants us to go there. He's quite eager.
Well, hold him on the reins, honey. Hold him on the reins. We'll go and investigate. Oh, no. If it's a horror movie, honey, I'm leaving. I am not being in one of those horror movies. We're still going on.
Well, come on, Nanny Prescott, let's go.
We're going. So it's definitely Buddy.
It's quite charming, this place. I wonder what is... Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, wow! Oh! What's all this?
Well, honey, it's today's the day. It's 3 years since you came into our lives, honey child.
Oh,
you don't have to pay me, Pooh-Rupert. I just got the entire town here to celebrate this marvellous occasion.
And celebrate me, of course, because I organise it.
Oh, Wilma Timber, you outdone yourself. We tricked him all, didn't we?
We did.
And I got a perfect picture on the gram. It was fantastic. 2 seconds, let me just have a little hug with you, Peter. Snap, snap, yeah, on the gram.
Well, guys, you really shouldn't have put all this effort in and done it.
Oh, hogwash. I mean, any time for such an occasion. I mean, Mariah Hawkins just jumps up and joy for it, don't you? Of course I do. Party. I mean, this was the perfect idea, Wilma. Party.
And if I do say so myself, you're more successful than Mary Mayo over there.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
I tell you, we all know that your party stink.
Huh? That's a whole bunch of nonsense. Isn't that right, Jules?
Mary, are you still trying to hit on me? I do not find you attractive at all. I find your party's really boring, as does everybody else.
Now I want to sing. No, I was going to sing, Mama. It is Kate Carey. Everyone knows that me, Kate Carey, the pop star of the town, does the singing. Okay. Silent Night. Why are we singing Silent Night? We're not even at Christmas time, okay? More probably says, wanna ride that glory train. Wanna ride that glory train.
Honey, we had that last week. Can I do another song?
Oh, don't go riding on that long black train.
Well, honey, that we're on the train.
Well, we're not riding on the train.
I'm so just turned really about it.
Guys, I mean, you really went into town. Is everyone in town here? Yes, we are. This feels a bit more fanfare than the time when we didn't take it home for after the World Cup. Remember with the bus and all?
Oh, and Granny about to die and he died.
Honey child, that's like nearly every single day.
I know, Daisy, honey child, but still, honey, she did the thing.
Wow. This is all really kind of awkward.
Why would you watch my salsa dance, my husband, Philippe? Come on, Philippe. Maybe we're gonna do that. Yes, we gotta win the dancing competition at some point.
Honey, so we ain't doing the dancing competition. On the dancing away anyway. That's too envious that Jasmine and Johan won that thing.
Trash!
And this is Bob and Jim, and yes, we are live here, ladies and gentlemen, at the 3 years anniversary of when Peter Rupert and Buddy turned up on the scene. Isn't that right, Jim? That's right, Bob. And it's been a fantastic occasion, just we've gone all out with the live party that will be coming in on, which was provided by one other than the Wag Wilma Timber. Bob, isn't that crazy? That's why, Jim. It's crazy that that's this wag felt it was time to splash her out and to have a gathering, but she's outdone herself, which you can see by Mariah Hawkins. Let's be honest, Mariah Hawkins is always too easily pleased. Well, I think it's about time I greeted Peter Rupert here. Oh, yes. Bob, who's that? Oh, Jim, it's only just Candy's Waller, the Prime Minister herself, who has braved the disapproval of Nanny Prescott. The rivalry still continues. You can see that from her scowling. To meet Peter Rupert.
Well, thank you, Prime Minister, but seriously, you didn't need to do all of this.
Of course we did, Peter. You are one of us, your brother. Come here. Oh, Mayor James Donson. Oh, that's a tight hug. Well, you're considered one in the family. I mean, I remember the first time you came here. Oh, I still can't believe it was 3 years ago.
Yes, time does fly and move on, as we all have to do in our lives.
Okay, now, Peter Rupert, I mean, I'm sorry to do a bit of deceiving, honey, child.
No, that's okay.
I mean, it was deceiving, but a little bit deceiving. I don't know if it was or not. Point being is, honey, I'm just glad you're here so we can reminisce about the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
And something's up.
Huh? No, it's just...
Oh, please tell me, Peter, is it that you're lost for words about what I've done here?
I know, it's been just so beautiful, isn't it?
What I have achieved is so amazing. Everybody clap, everybody clap.
Well, Wilma, it's not that, it's,
okay, I'm just going to say it. I'm leaving Grassy Valley. Oh, I better take off the gram if he's leaving Grassy Valley now. What? I did not see this coming. The prophecy. Oh, I did not get a download for it.
You don't get a download for anything, Daddy Tamila. What's going on? And hush up, honey.
Well, I've had a great time and all, but I mean, I think it's time for me to move on. And in fact, I actually don't need Buddy anymore.
You don't need Buddy anymore?
Oh, that's perfect. I can now use the dog for my spelling Bible Bee. I'm telling you.
Leave Buddy alone.
Yeah, it's like leave Brittany alone.
Oh, Luca, be quiet. Peter, you can't leave us after these 3 years.
Don't leave me this way. Oh, that's a perfect song I could sing. No, I should say. Oh, Mama, be quiet. No, you be quiet. Take care.
God, just be serious here. But Peter, you're leaving and leaving the dog too.
Oh, that is so fantastic. That means the house is on the market. It means, Charles Erard, you're finally going to have your own home. And I think a year ago, we were looking for houses for you.
The search is still going on for you to have a house? Goodness me, you need to get a better with you, Taylor.
Well, away from Miss Adams trying to pull from the situation, as always. Honey, child, you're just leaving us? Am I allowed to leave? This isn't like Helto, California, right? Why?
Well, Connie, of course you can leave. That's not the point. But you're really going?
Yeah, I feel like I've just moved on. I've grown up from this place. You know, it was fine while it lasted and it gave me a lot of cushioning and so forth. But my time is done and my time with Buddy is done as well. So I think it's time to move on.
Honey, the last time we were talking and all that stuff, you were telling me about how much you loved the place, how you found the Lord here, how this was the best thing since last bread, all that sort of stuff, honey and child, and you couldn't think of living anybody else, honey child, and now you're up and going!
Well, Nanny Prescott, you know, times do move on. Besides, it's not like you guys keep, you know, being bothering around and inviting me to plings and everything. You haven't visited me for ages. In fact, Nanny Prescott, I think we pretty much last talked properly. Well, last year when it was year two since I've been here.
Has it been that long?
Point being, Sandy Prescott, I've been benefited from living here. Don't get me wrong, and lights and all, and Buddy was great and all, but I can't live in here forever and have a dog as a best friend. It's just inconceivable. So maybe we can turn this into some sort of leaving party. You know, this is becoming way more than the time than we had the surprise birthday party for Jock Winshaw.
Oh, well, Miss Holiday, I remember that as a happy occasion.
Brittany Bando? Of course it was a happy occasion. That was when he came with his little mistress, Yana, and decided to reveal to everybody he was leaving his wife, Emily, which you had to help comfort and all sorts, so he could be with Yana. And then he nearly married Yana until we all came at the wedding at the swimming pool, and we were like, you shouldn't be marrying her. And then he got convicted of his sin, went back to his wife and family.
Yeah, thanks for that, Miss Holiday. I don't really want to rehash my life and all.
I'm just saying, Jock, it's just like this situation.
Well, except I haven't committed adultery at all. Unless you think I'm committed to adultery just by moving on, which is kind of weird.
Well, Peter, I'm just... Where's your emotion? Where's your love for the town? I'm just finding this weird, you know. This isn't the same Peter that we know.
Well, no, because I've grown up and moved on. And that's fine. You know, if you need the town and you need Buddy and all, that's great. But, guys, I don't. And it's time for me to leave.
So, without further ado,
is there another town?
Nanny Prescott, why are you acting so jealous?
Honey, I think you better cut your...
I'm just so confused. It's Alana Ving. Who in the world is making you move on?
Life is making me move on. And, my business and my life, well, social life to say has been stagnated by here. I've grown in certain ways, but I've also felt stagnant. So let's not turn it into a shower event, guys. Let's have a party. None of you guys seem that happy. Well, fine. You enjoy this here. Enjoy reminiscing about your 3 years and all. But it doesn't make much sense if the guy who's all around this isn't welcomed or one being celebrated, does it? Nanny Prescott, you look after Buddy for now until you find a home.
Wait! That's it, he's gone.
Well, no, another way, let's party!
But why? Stop it! I can't believe that he's gone. He was like a son to me.
Oh, honey, child, I know.
But it's just so... I just don't get why.
Honey, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we don't get in life.
I mean, it's supposed to be a nice event.
You're telling me? I mean, I went all around the town and now it's just gone to the dumper. Yeah, just like all my pets on the ground, I dumped all of them because I couldn't use them.
I think we just all better go home.
You've been listening to What's Going On in Grass with Anna. I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much for coming aboard. This is the 3-year anniversary of What's Going On in Grass with Anna podcast. thank you everybody for listening to the show. Thank you for suggesting other people. As it's been going on YouTube and things like that, do tell others about the show. You can even look on YouTube. Please subscribe if you're able to, like, all those sort of things, so those things can move it along. And then also the shows on podcast form and that sort of thing, just keep listening to those and share those as well. A little bit of a sad note at the moment for what's going on in Grass Valley, but we're continuing on as always, and so tune in to find out what happens next. But until next time, bye bye for now.
What?